Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Tim Veld. He is a farmer in Yellow Medicine County near Granite Falls, Minnesota, and he also serves on the board of the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
I understand that you have a keen interest in rural electric co-ops. You are, I think you mentioned before we went on the air that you're on the board for your local rural co-op.
Yes, I'm a director at Minnesota Valley Cooperative Light and Power out of Montevideo, Minnesota, rural electric co-op in our area.
And there are some issues, obviously, that you guys are, pretty focused on. You've talked to some of the representatives of our state in Washington. Tell me what you were telling them.
Well, a bunch of us, it was a group of about, 40 people from Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, that all went out to Washington to talk to our elected officials. Some of the concerns we had down in southwestern Minnesota, I don't know if you remember, back in the spring of 2013, there was a kind of a devastating ice storm down there that took down a lot of lines, and they've been waiting for FEMA to step in and help these co-ops out down there, and they're still waiting. Some of them had well over $1 million worth of damage to poles and lines, and FEMA is supposed to come in and help alleviate some of the cost of that, and for some reason they haven't been coming through on that. So that was one of the things we discussed with our elected officials, and they were all very very supportive of it. A couple of the other things we talked about, some of the EPA rulings and asked for an extension for the comment period, and we did get I don't think we were that put that much pressure on, but the first day we were out there, the EPA did grant a 45-day extension to the comment period, which will be very helpful. It's some of the EPA guidelines and rulings are quite complex, and it takes time to get everything together and make sure that you get your comments, so they're appropriate for the EPA.
Tim Veld, my guest today on Rural Minnesota Radio, a farmer in Yellow Medicine County near Granite Falls, Minnesota, also serves on the board for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Tim, thanks so much for joining us today on the program.
Yes, I enjoyed visiting with you, and more than happy to do it again if you're ever wondering what's going on out in Yellow Medicine County.
There you go. Thanks so much, and have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We will catch you next week.